Unit 1, page 12, reading, exercise 4.
Surviving for 7 weeks. Out in the Pacific Ocean, 500 kilometers north of Samoa, lies a small group of islands called Tokelau. The population is only about 1,400 people, but one day, early in November 2010, 500 of them gathered for a memorial service for 3 teenagers. No one had seen 14-year-old Etueni Nassau or his 2 15-year-old cousins, Samuel Palesa and Philo Philo, for a month. Their boat was gone too. When people realized that the 3 boys were missing, planes spent over 3 weeks trying to find them, but eventually they gave up. Their friends and relatives wept at their funeral service, believing that the boys were dead. But they would be proved wrong. In early October, the 3 boys had clambered into their small 3.5-meter boat because they felt like making a short trip to a neighboring island. They had decided to take some coconuts and water with them, enough for a couple of days. Little did they know, their journey would last over 7 weeks. Not long after they headed out to sea, the boys lost sight of land and started to become disoriented. Then they ran out of fuel for their outboard motor and started to drift. The boys knew right away that they could only sit, wait, and hope. For days, they crouched in the boat under the fierce sun. Their water and coconuts quickly ran out. Sometimes a small flying fish would fall into their boat and they would eat it, but this wasn't enough food for them. Once, a seabird landed on the boat. One of the boys leapt up and managed to grab it. They killed it and ate it raw. At night, there were often heavy rainstorms that threatened to overturn the boat, and the boys had to dive to the floor, holding on as hard as they could. But the storms also left a little rainwater in their canvas tarp. This meant they had something to drink. They constantly kept watch for land or boats. One night, they saw the lights of a ship, but it was too far away to see them, and they had no lights to attract attention. All they could do was watch as it continued to sail away. After several weeks, the night rain stopped. The boys were desperately thirsty, and despite knowing the dangers of drinking seawater, they decided to sip some. Then, with perhaps only days or even hours to live, the thing they had been desperately hoping for happened. A passing fishing boat spotted them and stopped to pick them up. The boys were very weak, but they managed to stagger onto the fishing boat. They began to recover after having some water and some food. From the boat, Philo Philo called his father, who rushed to pass on to the other villagers the scarcely believable news that the boys were safe and sound. Tears were shed again, but this time they were tears of joy and gratitude.